Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. It's Jerry Douglas and Yo-Yo Ma and all the boys there from this wonderful soundtrack. It has to do with the American Revolution, this production. It was part of that public television project thing. They did one on the Mexican War and one on the Depression and all kinds of cool stuff. And I think that Irish in America series, The Long Journey Home, which is no longer available, was part of that as well. Oh my gosh. Anyway, we're here for the calendar, and of course tumbleweed is on our minds, tumbleweed everywhere, plus the juniper jam. Now, I haven't gotten anything on the juniper jam, but the juniper jam happens in Enterprise, Oregon. Actually, I think it's Joseph at the fairgrounds there, and I haven't received a thing about it, but we do what we do for the juniper jam. We know it's happening, and it's a good thing. And juniper jam, I think they actually sell juniper jam there, juniper berry jam. So that's happening in Joseph, Oregon at the fairgrounds, I'm pretty sure. So be sure and let folks know if you live down in that neck of the woods. Also, of course, the pig out in the park is happening in Spokane on Labor Day weekend. Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff and so much good folk music kind of sandwiched in there. And jazz. And lots and lots and lots and lots of pop rock and alternative rock all over the nation. So you need to check your newspapers. And, of course, we're concerned about the Tumbleweed Festival. That's happening in 1 hour. Chris Rowe is going to be on one of those stages. So check that out. And at the main stage tonight, the Badger Mountain Dry Band, who did that great version of 8 Days a Week. Beatles song. They do some. They're kind of like the Country Gentlemen. And then Robin Landis, who writes awesome material. And then, of course, Pynton Dale. You can't say anything more about Pynton Dale. I really do think that this might be their 20th wedding anniversary. I haven't been able to check on that, but I think so. They'll all be on that stage. I will be emceeing that stage. I am not playing tumbleweed. I'm a volunteer. It's kind of fun to think in those terms. Lindsay Street is there, the great band from Bellingham, and a bunch of bands from Portland, and oh my gosh, it's just a wonderful thing happening there with good concessions and good food and arts and crafts and all kinds of cool stuff. John and Robin Elwood will be there doing their thing. So it's all happening at the Tumbleweed Festival at the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington. Eric Bibb, going to be at the Bing Crosby Theater. Eric Bibb, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328. That's on the 9th. That's Wednesday, the 9th of September. I so want to go to that thing. I will, the odds are I will see you there if I can get the wheels. All right, Eric Bibb, the 9th of September. And then let's see what else is going on. Oh, the 12th of September. Oh, there's this big bluegrass festival. It's kind of a bluegrass week-long thing, and it starts in the town of George, and it starts on Saturday the 12th and runs all the way through the 19th. And they have jams, and they have all kinds of little things going on during the week and big major concerts during the weekend. And it's a cool thing there at George, at the George Community Center and all through the town, doing bluegrass in the little town of George, Washington. And so you want to check that out. It's always a fun deal there, that bluegrass festival there. Third Saturday dances all starting up again in the fall. So at the 19th, don't you be forgetting, the 1912 Center, Moscow will be doing their third Saturday dance. Also the 19th, Robin Landis will be back in the Tri-Cities. And I believe that'll probably be the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. All righty, Tiller's Folly. Tiller's Folly is an awesome group. And they have a new album out, came out in March, called Stirring Up Ghosts. Tried to get this from them to send me promos, and they just either didn't do it or got so tied. They're in Scotland right now, I believe. They got so tied up in doing all their other stuff, they couldn't send me a promo. This was actually donated to Inland Folk by a listener. And I'm not sure that she would want me to give her name, so I will not do that. But what a cool deal. She just said she loved this album and she wanted Inland Folk to have it. And so she sent it to me. And that's how we got this album. And like I say, I'd forgotten to ask if she wanted her name mentioned. She's from Yakima. And she's actually really a cool person. And that was so neat of her to donate this album. And yeah, I'm really impressed by that, actually. So anyway, this is Tiller's Folly. This album is kind of a history of Canada, really is what it is. And it's got some wonderful historical songs on it. And this is one of them, Richard Moody.
In the year of our Lord, 1858, the cream of Lauren Lytton's Royal Engineers arrived at Esquimalt Cay. With officers handy, these men of esteem had come here to harness the virgin frontier for colony and queen. With tales by the score of heroes in war, how daring adventurers christen new shores. Give me Victoria, stout-hearted lads who served us well and truly. Here is a health to your royal engineers and a cheer for Richard Moody. Borderline from the Pacific on through, spanned raging rivers and crawled through stone, building roads to the caribou. Who laid out each highway, townsite and city street, upheld the Queen's law and necessity call. As keepers of the peace, architects, tradesmen, these engineers all, gentlemen, scholars who answered the call. With shovel and pack, by a compass and map, they tamed the wilds unruly. Here is a health to your royal engineers and a cheer Richard Victoria, stout-hearted lads who served as well.
more as the ship set out on the waves is to think of the bravest of Sutherland men, all those who rest in their graves. For there's many a lot that's been washed on these shores, many that's tamed to the depths, many's a lot that's been lost to the wars, never young Robbie Macbeth. Where have you been, Robbie Macbeth? Where are you, Gladio? Was the cause of all Sutherland's pride, Wapiti Gladio? Well, he signed himself up, though he's only a lad, and he's gone with the sea force to France. He's taken the run with a big Lewis gun, and he's taught the Germans to dance. Now down to the palace, he's Kent the Queen. Broadly, it's Kent us all. Once he has given himself to a task, there's none that can steer him away. And where have you been, Macbeth? Where are you, Gladio? Was the cause of all Sutherland's pride, Wapiti Gladio? Now the flags are half-masted in Vancouver City. A somber procession begins to honor their constable, Robert Macbeth. They gathered a tribute to him. As you walk down the Strand, old Shamar, as the sun sinks into the west, think on the bravest of Sutherland men, the gallant young Robbie Macbeth. And where have you been, Robbie Macbeth? Where are you, Daddy-o? Was the cause of all Vancouver's pride, Wapiti Gladio? Was the cause of all Sutherland's pride,
Robbie Macbeth. This is a wonderful album from Tiller's Folly, and it really is a good historical. They wrote some great stuff for this album. This is an amazing project. They've done, over the years, Tiller's Folly, you know, they do sort of some kind of mellow folk stuff, kind of original stuff, and it's got a good, all around, it's got a good feel to it. They've done some things. They did an album called Book and Bluegrass, which was a bluegrass album of Scottish songs. And while it was a great idea, it doesn't hold up. It's kind of a gimmick. It doesn't quite hold up for very long. It's fun, which is probably what they intended. But it's not something that really has scope and substance to it. But they do some things like this album has scope and substance. This is a super album. It's kind of a masterpiece. And Tiller's Folly, over the years, has been capable of doing these kinds of things. And they really did it this time. They made it all work. And the album is called Stirring Up Ghosts. And it's got a lot of originals. And it's got some jigs. And it's got some kind of Celtic-sounding things. Because they do that pretty well. And this album has a lot of depth and a lot of reason for existing. And they've really excelled themselves. Wonderful album. Great project. Stirring Up Ghosts. It's a 2-CD set from the group Tiller's Folly. And again, I want to thank this listener from Yakima who just on kind of a whim, spur of the moment thing, said she wanted to donate this to Inland Folk to the Dan Marr Show. And gave me a call and said she wanted to do that. And I said, hey, great. I'm having a hard time getting hold of the thing. So that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. So thank you. And like I say, I'm not sure if she wanted me to give her name, but I love it when listeners do stuff like that. So there you go. All righty, Anna Shad. Anna Shad did an album called The Journey. Haven't heard from Anna Shad in a long, long time. I believe she was with the Paperboys for a while. And she's an excellent fiddler and arranger and composer and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what she's doing now. Anna Shad. Good stuff. Raven in the Meadow. Thank you.
exhibition through the tides of the Harrow Strait. Rumboats ran illicit cargoes under cover of the night. The small-time operator facing danger at each turn from the pirate and hijacker, the Coast Guard and the revenue. It was the keeper of the turnpoint light that first found Feral G. The drift upon the morning tide, a grisly sight to see. From her deck down to her cabin, signs of blood in every place. What had become of her cargo and her crew? He could not find a trace. But if you sail on rum, runner's row, there's danger you will find. For the sharks that lurk these waters are of the humankind. Let there be no illusion, you will never know, friend. From the pistol to the gallows, all the way to the bitter end. Harry Sawash and Owen Baker, Charlie Morris made a plan. They would rob the whiskey runners, disguised as U.S. customs men, though they combed the San Juan Islands in search of opportunity. Until just off Sydney Island, that's where they spied the Feral G. They shot William Gillis where he stood, when they knew that he was dead. They cut young Willie Jr. down with a blow to his head. But if you sail on rum, runner's row, there's danger you will find. For the sharks that lurk these waters are of the humankind. There's murder and deception, this you can depend. It's just a short step up the gallows, all the way to the bitter end. Charlie Morris got life in prison for his crimes. Harry Sawash and Owen Baker were to pay with their lives to sail the sea of sorrow with a hangman for a friend. Just a short step up the gallows and on their way to the bitter.
Bitter End. Tiller's Folly shows up around here. There's talk of them. I mean, they were at the Rendezvous in the park in Moscow a couple of years back, and I think they did some gigs in the Tri-Cities. They're a good group of guys. They're an awesome trio. They really are a trio. The thing about these albums is, of course, they get a lot of guest musicians and studio guys to help them out. But when they come in concert, oftentimes it's just the bass player, the guitar player, and the fiddler, and the guitar player Bruce writes a bunch of songs. And the fiddle player, Lawrence, he's pretty amazing. He plays mandolin, and they pull it off. And like I say, they do a lot of sort of folk, contemporary, feel-good stuff. And then they do some traditional. And then now that this album is out, they'll do some stuff that's got some major, major depth to it. I am really impressed with this album. Just got it like about 4 days ago. And like I say, it's been out since March, and they are busy, busy guys. Apparently, this album has won some kind of Canadian award or something. So Tiller's Folly, and they have a newsletter, they have a website and everything, and they're pretty organized about what they do. So Stirring Up Ghosts, if you're into Canadian history from the standpoint that these folks are writing songs, and there are a couple of traditional things in here as well, then pick up this album, Stirring Up Ghosts. I'm sure it's on CD Baby or Amazon. Go CD Baby. It's much more supportive of musicians than Amazon. All righty. We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. If you want to email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're coming right back. You just hang on. We still have a half hour worth of music left to go with Anna Shad and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and all kinds of folks. Hang on, because we're coming back.
Support comes from WSU's Friends and Family Program in the Office of International Programs. The Friends and Family connects WSU international students with local families to promote cross-cultural exchange. Families can learn more, enroll, and find a list of activities from hiking Kamiak Butte to hosting a movie night at ip.wsu.edu.
A rainy and breezy weekend, but it should clear up for Labor Day. This morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms that will last till tonight. Look for a high on the Palouse, 53, the Lewis-Clark Valley, 60. This evening will be mostly cloudy in the 40s. Tomorrow, the chance of rain continues, and it's going to be a couple of degrees warmer.
Thank you. Daughter, the truth to you I'll tell. Oh, the truth to you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty and men of high degree. There was none but Jack the sailor her true love there could be. Oh, her true love there couldn't be. Oh, daughter, your body I'll confine. If there's none but Jack the sailor will ever please your mind. Oh, will ever please your mind. My body you may prison, my mind you can confine. There's none but Jack the sailor can have this heart of mine. Oh, can have this heart of mine. Jack, he went a-sailing with trouble on his mind, to leave his native country and darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. She went into a tailor's shop and dressed in men's array. She went on board a vessel to convey herself away. Convey herself away. Before you come on board, sir, your name I'd like to know. She smiled all in her countenance. They call me Jackero. Oh, they call me Jackero. Your waist is light and slender, your fingers neat and small, your cheeks too red and rosy to face the cannonball. Oh, to face the cannonball. My waist is light and slender, my fingers neat and small, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Oh, to see 10,000 fall. The drums began to beat and the fife began to play. Into the field of battle they all did march away. Oh, they all did march away.
it's Friday night, I won't be out for all my life. Ain't got nothing but I feel alright. The sun comes up through the morning light. Maybe I should settle down. Find me a woman and say my vows. Maybe keep rambling around. There's a lot of pretty women in this old town. There's always a city where things move fast. You gotta make money, gonna last. Even your neighbor won't know your name. You're just another face, all the same. But under these long, tall pines, with my feet in the water by the riverside, thinking I'll take my time. Ain't got no use for a worried mind. Digging up coal from the mountainside. In those black dust blinds, till it broke his body and it broke his mind. Left this world behind. Three kids and a loving wife. If my soul crossed to the other side, I won't need heaven to be satisfied. If it ain't here in this life, nothing up above gonna make it right. In the water by the riverside, thinking I'll take my time, as close to heaven as you'll ever find.
Richard Crean. Richard Crean, yes, indeed. He was here. He was here in July. Richard Crean was. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. Biscuits and Gravy from his album Hop, Skip, Jump. Richard Crean, who plays mandolin. He's part of the house band on the Prairie Home and got a real good gig and left the WSU faculty, the music faculty, hit the road, and now he's just doing it all in Minnesota there. Yes, indeed. The Slocum Ramblers and their Elk River tune and Little Mountain Town and stuff, those Slocum Ramblers. And yeah, what a great set. Dave Farrell. And he's does a lot of traditional material. It's fun stuff. Anyway, it was just a lot of different things, and you can check it out all on the playlists. You can. You just go to Inland. You just go to nwpr.org, and the whole everything that we do is on nwpr.org. Everything that we can do and will do and should do and could do and all that, it's all there. And Inland Folk is somewhere in that whole big thing. And if you go into Inland Folk and go for the archives and the playlists and everything, it's all there. Alrighty? Alrighty. So we're about ready to wind her up here. Eun Jung Shin doing the playlists. Doing the playlists and keeping track of all the durations that aren't there and all the song things so that you have all the information when you look at those playlists. And you look at all that stuff and you go, oh, that's the record label that's on, or oh, that's the title of that album, or that's how long that song is. All that, when you look at all that, you owe all that information to Eun Jung Shin because she knows it all. She doesn't know what the internet does. All right, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. The Inland Folk Archives are up. Go to NWPR and go to Inland Folk Archives, and I think it's all there. I think we were missing all of 2015, and I think it's back. At least we hope so. Alrighty, next week we'll be back. We have lots more good music to play, and a little more Eric Bibb, even though he will have been in concert. Remember, Eric Bibb will be at the Bing Crosby Theater. Call 1-800-325-SEAT. Also remember, and it's going on now, if you're listening on Saturday, the Tumbleweed Festival, the big main stage, starts at 7 o'clock with the Badger Mountain Dry Band, Robin Landis, and William Pint and Felicia Deo. So you be sure and get on down there to the Howard Amon Park and check that out. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else is going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't do that. We'll see you around the bend now. Bye.